Is it not the month of Muharram during which fighting has been forbidden?
For the sons of the desert, all days and nights are the same. What day is today?
The day just passed was the 9th, and as soon as the sun reddens on the horizon, it will be the 10th. This night passed was my wedding night. A time when no blood should have been shed.
Come, sit down. The poor animal is thirsty. Dry him. Camel's milk is all we have to offer. It is what we drink. Tell me, why have you left your bride?
My departure was not of my choosing. Rahila's fragrance perfumes the air. The air of all deserts. She smells of the flowers of Persia.
I think you've been struck with madness.
I need the answer to one question. There is something I have to know.
The question must be of grave importance to cause you to rush through the night as if a jinn were pursuing you.
The one whom I seek is Hussein ibn Ali.
So he has the answer to your question.
He is the knower.
It appears that in the midst of darkness, you are seeking light.
I feel compelled to leave now, otherwise I may never see it.
Days ago I spied him. We were grazing our camels. It was some distance from here. A 7-day journey if you ride at night and rest during the day. He and his disciples had pitched their tents. They had to stop to rest on their way to Kufa. I gave him a cup of camel's milk. Yes. He gave his blessing to both me and my camel.
He made no pledge? Did he not say that he would grant you something in Kufa?
He only said his prayers with us. I told him that I believe that oppression and tyranny have darkened the world. There was a bitter smile on his face. The strange farewell he gave me caused me to think that he might never return.
The horse is saddled.
Show me the way to Kufa.
How can I describe a road across the trackless sands? But see you not that star? Follow its direction. Go.
Should you encounter Hussein ibn Ali, tell him that the camels are getting plenty of milk.
Though he robbed me of my sleep, we exchanged some words which were good in their own right. But tell me, what do you know of the scent of flowers in Persia?
Rise up, you accursed!
Stand up, ungrateful man, stand up!
Rise up, thou whose death is nigh!
Who are you?
You know not? Has a day ever come when the purest Arab girl was disgraced and her kinsmen failed to bring the perpetrator to justice? Is there no honor among Arab men?
Is this how you repay our kindness and affection? Is this how we should be treated after accepting you? You were nothing but a speck of dust.
Rise up and return. Your fate will be an example to all. Your punishment will serve a lesson to those who attempt to tarnish the integrity of Muslims.
What was it that made you think the Rahila would not be avenged?
Of what do you speak? What disgrace?
By fleeing the marriage ceremony, you have disgraced Rahile. Don't you understand? All tribesmen are asking what fault was there in your bride that caused you to so quickly forsake her.
This question is being asked throughout the tribes of Arabia.
You, Christian, have profaned the Muslim's name. Thus, you deserve death.
Arise and come with us.
That I cannot do. I'm not here on my own will, you know.
We have sworn an oath either to return with you or with your head. Mount your horse, or rise up and fight! Fight!
I cannot raise my sword on my wife's brothers.
Thou, craven! Take thy sword! Why won't you fight?
We have sworn either you will return or be vanquished in honorable combat. Fight! Attack! I shall force you to fight! You coward! Fight! Attack!
Is this shedding of blood not forbidden in Muharram?
To shed the blood of those who brought disgrace is never forbidden.
I'll never lift my hand in battle against my beloved.
You are a coward. You're not a man. These must be added to your list of attributes.
Enough. All my life I had to make my own way. I have ground flour for hours. Do not try to frighten me. It's not the first time I've come under assault. No. Many a time have I had to protect myself. Do not compel me to raise my hand against you, kinsman of my beloved. I swear if I'm compelled to raise this sword against you, none of you shall see tomorrow Yet I would rather die myself than stain my wedding with the blood of the kinsmen of my bride. I fear lest I might deprive myself of Ryle's tenderness. I would rather die a thousand times. Death is so easier for me than living without Ryle.
Then give us an answer to appease our souls, washing away the disgrace you have brought upon our house. All Arabia delights in her shame, and we dare not lift our heads among friends and foes.
Were you not the one who pursued Rahale sick in her hand 37 times, never accepting a refusal?
I swear by God I was that man. Had I been refused 1,000 times, I would have asked again. And if the